Hey, this is Paul Colligan, and this is the Thinking Out Loud podcast. This is episode number 37. I am in the car, and I'm recording this on a pair of cheap earbuds. That's how we roll here at Thinking Out Loud. Every time, it seems to be a different microphone, and it's always me thinking out loud. I am heading to an event. I got a few minutes, and I thought I'd share something with you. Here's the deal. Podcasting is back. You know, did podcasting ever leave? All the different issues that deal with podcasting. But here's the funny thing. Most people have completely and totally lost the power of podcasting. I watched a launch happen in podcasting recently that should have just been a knock out of the park type of situation. It should have been one of those things where, oh my goodness, look at this guy. He should have made it to number one. He absolutely should have made it to number one, but he didn't. Now, why didn't he make it to number one? This is a guy, he's a big proponent of podcasting. He's excited about podcasting. You know, he talks about its benefits, its features. A lot of people have started podcasting as a result of this guy. I mean, this should have been an absolute clear win, but it wasn't. Why? Well, here's why. See, he wasn't pushing the benefit of podcasting. What he was pushing was his show. He was pushing a show, great content, great guests. The guy's got a long future. I'm subscribed. Looking forward to the next episode. But he wasn't pushing the fact that anybody could subscribe and get episode 2, episode 3, episode 4, episode 5 automatically pushed to his device. He was pushing the fact that he's got a podcast, which is the good old-fashioned come by and visit my blog type of thing. Bookmark my website and come back on a regular basis. All these things that simply don't work. You know, you go to a website and the only worst chance you have that they are going to come to your website is that they're going to come to your website a second time. This idea, come to my blog on a regular basis, that happens in such tiny numbers that it's just a ridiculously bad strategy. It's almost a criminally insane strategy. And that's why you see on all the great sites, subscribe. Subscribe to my newsletter. Subscribe to my magazine. Subscribe to this. Subscribe to that. And that's what podcasting brings to play. When I got in the car to drive on this errand, my podcasting client of choice popped up that there was a new episode of X. And I started listening to that on the way here before I realized, hey, I might as well knock out an episode of Thinking Out Loud here. That's the benefit. That's the purpose. And once they subscribe, every podcast comes automatically. It's spam proof. It comes to my phone. It comes to my iPad. It comes to my Kindle. It comes to whatever I happen to be consuming the content on. So this guy was pushing, I got a show. This guy was pushing, I got content. But this guy wasn't pushing, subscribe. So I'm sure a lot of people listened to the show. And I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed the show. And I'm sure a lot of people appreciated the fact that this guy had the show. But that was it. That's where it stopped. And you're smarter than that. If you're going to podcast, get subscribers. And here's the deal. If you're not going to podcast and you're going to do a blog, get email subscribers, you know, and if you're not podcasting and you don't have a blog and you've just got a product that you sell, you know, get subscribers for that product. Once you got that customer, it's just infinitesimally easier to keep that customer than it is to find another customer. And that's what you do if you're doing the same, you know, listen to my concept day after day kind of thing. You know, Jay Abraham has a book. I can't remember the exact name, but it was something along the lines of getting more from what you've already got or something like that. And it's just, you know, the premise of what we are chatting about here. And it's a great, great idea. So when you launch your podcast, definitely push subscription. Definitely tell people to click the subscribe button and come through so that you don't just get one person listening. You get people listening week after week or day after day or month after month or however it is that your podcast comes out. This helps you, you know, and somebody could say, you know, well, Paul, you just want to, you know, play the charts. I want to play the charts. I love to point, hey, I was able to get this guy to number one. Hey, I was able to get this guy to number seven. Hey, I was able to get this guy to this or to this. But the thing is, when you get those numbers, they stay on as subscribers and they keep consuming the podcast and they come out week after week after week. I mean, think about it. If you get 100 people to subscribe to your podcast, if you get 100 people to listen to your podcast week one, you got to work just as hard to get 100 people to listen week two. But what if you got 100 to subscribe week one? Well, now you don't really have to do anything week two, or you do that same effect. Now you got 200, 300, 400. Pushing for subscriptions is what you want to do in podcasting. And that's really what I wanted to emphasize in this episode 37 of Thinking Out Loud. This is Paul Colligan. This is the Thinking Out Loud podcast at paulcolligan.com/thinkingoutloud. We are at the iTunes directory. We are also on Stitcher Radio. We're even on that hot new TuneIn. Wherever you listen, I'm glad that you listen. I would love your promotion to what it is that I'm doing. Thank you so much. Have a great day. See you at episode number 38. Bye.